5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley service now. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Mobile on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Is there any emergency traffic? Well, Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on July 21st, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center at 106 Kyler Street, Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. Amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. The net preamble is on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in?
This is AC2 FMK Portable. The name is Joe.
Two, Foxtrot, Mike Kilo. Joe, how are you doing this evening?
Yeah, very good, Bob. We're doing a nice out here, nice cool weather. Coming in, we got carried away cutting grass out there at the camp there, so started getting a little dark, so I'm trying to pull it in and try to relax for the night there. Back to you.
All right, Joe, I know exactly what you mean. We finally got a day of sunshine and fairly decent temperature. Not anything we're normally used to for summer, but maybe this is the start of our summer, summer temperature, summer days. I don't know, but it's looking good and I'm gonna go with it. So back to you, Joe, if you have any other comments.
Wish everybody a good 4th of July weekend and be safe out there. KC2FMK, we'll be listening and standing by.
All right, Joe, thank you very much for checking in. Always glad to have check-ins and folks that want to enjoy the evening and check in to the net. All right, this is N5AOW, looking for additional check-ins. N2PFM. PFM. George, what's going on this evening?
Well, we got a temperature of 59 degrees. It's been dropping rapidly in the last half hour or so, from 65 down to 59. And we had a beautiful sunny day today with a low of 56 and a high of 70. I just heard on the scanner, I heard something about the apartment that a friend of mine lives in there in Lowellville, something about a big fight going on. So I'm going to have to listen attentively to what to what's going on. All involved, if you know what I mean. So, I want to wish you and everybody a happy 4th of July and get the tractor back running again and hopefully get my mowing done tomorrow. The next few days going to be beautiful. I'll see Mama tomorrow also, the hospital. So with that, we'll say God bless 73, then to PFM Cliff.
All right, George, I hope your friend is okay with everything that's going on up there. And yeah, I'll tell you what, you got to have that tractor running to keep the lawn mowing. It's with all this rain, it just keeps growing and growing and growing. And I know my battery on mine, I had to replace about a month ago. And it starts and runs excellent, so think about that? It's only, what is it, 14 years old? It's young yet. It's only a teenager, so I'm expecting 14 more out of it. All right, George, you have a good evening. 73, take care. This is N5AOW, looking for additional check-ins.
KC2WI, open.
KC2WI, Pete, I hope your day has gone well. We've certainly had a little bit of sunshine to make it worthwhile.
Yeah, not too bad today. Nice day, not too hot. I didn't quite get the efficient schedule that I wanted, but it wasn't too bad. And went down to Boonville for the No Fast Trackers run. On the way down, I made 3 out of the 13 colonies and stations on 40 meters I contacted. And then after the run around 8 o'clock, 7:45, something like that, I contacted the station in Philadelphia, WM3PEN, which is a bonus station for it. And I'm up to 9 out of the 13 colonies, and I'm listening to K2J in North Carolina. Unfortunately, he's down on 7.175, which is way below where my 40-meter antenna is tuned. I just got out of the car. I'm up on Sand Flats State Forest here, nice high spot. And I just got out and pulled the whip out as long as it could go. So, you know, I still have to use the tuner, but it's a little less off. And I'll see if I can get him. I don't know if I'm going to get all 13. They may not all be on 40 meters. If they are, I would hear them, even if they don't hear me. But I do very, very well. I've got a great signal generally on 40 meters. Plus, when I say mobile, they always try and come back to the mobile, so that helps too. So that's the story here. I don't really know what I'm going to do this holiday weekend, whether I'm going to stick around the house. I'm kind of thinking for a change I might not run up to Lake Pleasant and just go to a party I've been invited to around here and get some work done around the house. It's not supposed to be real hot until the beginning of next week. And it's usually pretty quiet in Glenfield, I find, on the holiday weekend. A lot of people are out somewhere else. Of course, you hear the fireworks from two or three places around, but you know, at night. But other than that, I might just kind of relax. Not relax. I mean, I'm going to keep doing stuff, but all kinds of projects, and I may do that. I'm just playing it by ear. I'm tired of trying to pack up and rush out and get out to where I'm going and make sure I have anything and all that. But doing that, it feels like I've been doing it since I went to the state Snowmobile Association meeting there in April. Of course, they didn't have to really take anything for that. But anyway, I don't know. If I'm really lucky here, I'm not going to sit here forever, but maybe I'll maybe get all 13 colonies tonight. So that would be kind of a cool thing. And I think next year I'm really going to organize an event for the club. Just pick an evening, set up somewhere, and try and do them all, because it's kind of fun. KC2WI.
All right, Pete. Well, it sounds like you have a good start for a great weekend. And according to the forecast, we should be getting some decent weather, like you said the other day. It's going to get better, you know, and probably by Monday, maybe be in the 80s, and hey, we're long overdue for that. As far as the contacts go, I hope you can make them all. That's always a lot of fun, especially mobile. And I did that years ago. I had a lot of fun with it. and don't have the antenna for it anymore. I don't know what happened to it, but it kind of went by the wayside. But when I can, I get on 40 and enjoy that. Good with HF. All right, well, you have a fine evening, 73, and I hope the weekend turns out well for you. Many contacts. This is N5AOW, looking for additional check-in.
Viv. KD2AIT, good evening.
Okay, we picked up two more. KD2ZNZ, KD2AIT. Jeff, what's going on?
Well, good evening, it's KD2AIT. Not a lot going on. We did some work today, and we went up and got some lumber and brought it up to camp to future projects. Nothing right away, but you could, you know. So I picked up to a sawmill and picked up some rough cut and drop that off, and then we did some stuff here around the house, and a lot of weeding out in the garden there, and finally starting to get some vegetables out of it. Looking forward to a nice holiday weekend. So, KD2AIT, back to net control.
Alright, Jeff, I hope the weekend and today and everything with the weather that's predicted, that we get a terrific weekend. God knows we deserve it. We've been patient enough, and from what I hear, we've had 20 days of rain out of June. There's something not right with that picture. So maybe July is going to bring a whole lot better forecast and a lot better summer for us. So sounds good. All right. Have a good weekend. Enjoy relaxing. You need it. Okay, we'll move along to Jack. KA2ZNZ. Jack, how you doing?
Well, we're doing fine down this way. Nice day today, temperature-wise, and quite a bit of sunshine. As you say, much appreciated after all the rain we've had. So, that's about it, I guess. Hope everybody has a nice weekend, and we have nothing special planned. But we will enjoy it anyways, I guess. You know, when you're retired, you don't have the weekends to look forward to as much anymore. 7-3's all around. KA2ZNZ.
Okay, Jack, I know exactly what you mean. You know, it used to be when you worked, every day and during the course of the week, God knows, you look forward to that weekend. Now with being retired, you know, every day is almost like a weekend, but boy, I'll tell you what, I have a lot of empathy for those that are waiting for the weekend to get a kind of a good couple of days together and enjoy the summer and the weather. So, yeah, that's very good. Anyway, you have a good evening. I'll check in with you later, and we'll make another call, see if anyone else would care to check in with us. This is N5AOW, back and draw with the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for additional check-in.
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James, checking in via Echolink from Oneonta, New York. Good evening, Bob.
Good evening, Kevin. How's everything going your way? I hope the weather has treated you well today, and maybe we'll get lucky and we have it through the weekend.
Yes, yes, KD2FPM here. Also, good evening to everyone up there in the North Country. As you know, probably from past conversations, I do the weather forecast for the Adirondack Praise Network out of Utica. so I do kind of keep an eye on the weather. Looks like we may be able to get through the weekend fairly unscathed. There's just an outside chance of an isolated thunderstorm over the weekend. Outside of that, I think our next significant rain event may occur either late Tuesday night or into Wednesday. That's what it's looking like so far. So until then, it looks like we're kind of, I should say this gently, kind of clear sailing for a little while. So that sounds really good for the weekend because I think we deserve it. I think we have caught up with our rain deficit for the year, so I think we're actually on the ball or maybe even slightly ahead. So that's a good thing. Right now I got about 63 degrees here in Oneonta. I don't know exactly what the daytime high was. I know the family up to my house, my mom, she was having a family friend and her, yeah, I want to say husband and the wife, family friend of ours, helped paint our house up on the hill here, so that was really kind of cool. They're utilizing the good weather to get after that. Well, I tell you what, on that note, I'll say 7-3, I'll step back, I'll listen in case there's any other late check-ins. This is KD2FM, back to net control.
All right, Kevin, very good. Yeah, I think we had total, well, up here anyway, the last time I saw was 66.9. One thing I had a question for you, since you have connections in the weather and so on, we need to really up the temperature a little bit. And if you can do anything about that, that would be greatly appreciated. But I'll tell you what, anytime the sun shines out there, that makes it worthwhile. So I'll give you another shot at this. Got to have some fun with this. You know, we can't just let it slide by with all this rain. We got to pick on the sun a little bit. Okay, well with that, I'll bid you 73. Have a fine day. Have a fine weekend. And I hope the weather holds true. We need a little bit of change here, especially the sunny side of it. Kind of like eggs in the morning, you know. Sometimes you like them overlight, sometimes you like them sunny side up. I'm looking for the sunny side up end of it for at least 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 days, and that would work out fine. This is N5AOW, looking for additional check-ins. Well, my day worked out fine. I got to get out and work on a couple of little projects that I had going. One is haunting me for about a week and a half, and I haven't gotten a handle on it yet, but I'm still working on it. Frustration sets in. Then I go up and relax, have a little bit of coffee, think about it a little bit, go back down and work on it some more. So with that, I'm hoping to come up with an answer. And if I'm lucky, maybe tomorrow morning might be the day. But in the interim, I think I'll have a little bit of time to think about it. With that, we had a relatively cool day in the morning. It did perk up to about 66.9, almost 67. I don't know what the forecast was, but it got close. So, at any rate, we had the sun, and that's a big plus. We haven't seen that in a while. And for those that are in need of the sun, like myself, we're looking for many more days of it. This is N5AOW. Anyone else care to check in? Any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. Want to thank everyone who checked in tonight and all those that listened. We have Kevin, we have Jack, Jeff, and let's see, we've also got George, I have WM3PM. Not sure about the call. I think I've got that correct, but I don't have his name. And I also thank you for checking in at Philadelphia, from Philadelphia, PA. Everyone have a fine evening. 73 to all, and have a wonderful 4th of July. This is N5AOW Clear.
This is KD2FPM signing off from this repeater through the Echolink system. Thank you very much for use of the Echolink system on this repeater. Hopefully we'll catch you guys tomorrow night, 7-3. KD2FPM is clear.
And 5AOW, thank you, Kevin. And also, I missed one. We had KC2FMK Joe that checked in with us this evening. Thank you for checking in. Always welcome new folks to check into our net. This is N5AOW Clear.
Thank you all. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2 Zero Zero.